Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It is the show presented by 70% Complete, the website, where I drive from one point to another and try to get to that point. Today's point. Oh boy, what is today's point? Sometimes you start a podcast and you're like, man, what am I going to talk about today? I'm sure I'm going to figure it out as I go. Today's point, photo modes. I've been struggling a bit. I have an upcoming video on Wolfenstein, The New Order, which I'm really looking forward to. It's going to be a blasty blast, quite literally sometimes. But the thing about that is my typical chain of playing these games and trying to turn off the HUD and like really mess around with the settings so I can get good clean footage is kind of impossible in that game. It's really wild to see how far a lot of those controls have come in the 12 years since Wolfenstein The New Order came out. So I've been like trying to get really good footage, but it's a first person shooter that doesn't have a ton of, like, there's no photo mode. There's not really any graphics controls of like the HUD interface or any of that stuff. So I'm just like trying to take these beautiful shots of this awful, awful world they have made. And you just have like BJ's hands with a knife sticking up in the middle, just his two big old mitts. And so I've gone down a bit of a rabbit hole. And part of this is because of the no clip documentary style. I did it on purpose. I watched the Prey 2017 making of documentary that NoClip did a couple years back, in preparation for the Content Mill episode that we did retrospective on Prey, which is, I think, my favorite game of all time. And I made the mistake of watching that documentary and focusing a little too hard on the cinematography. This is kind of my favorite thing about being a person who creates things on the internet, is that the inspiration kind of strikes from wherever. And, you know, because I have such a small, like, I would say a YouTuber kit of tools, I have like a decent array of lighting that I can play with, and everything I shoot is shot on an iPhone right now. It means that I can get a little bit creative with my actual camera stuff, which is, you know, I feel like that's semi-unique for YouTube essays. It's, you know, I'm still playing with it, but I think getting to good camera technique is something that I'm really trying to dig into. But the other part of that is a lot of the stuff that I've been doing has been like people talking to camera, like quest giver saying quest thing in game footage. And I realized after watching that NoClip documentary, and this is going to be a real big duh for a lot of people, because, you know, this is a very classic film technique. But one of the things that they do in that NoClip documentary is they just kind of have these moody, lingering shots of Talos One. And part of that is because there is a dynamic lighting system in Prey that is absolutely gorgeous to just kind of watch the sun move across the station. But it's also a film thing that I really like establishing shots and like having moments to set mood. I think it's a real toss-up for YouTube videos in general, because, you know, we're trying to, I think the struggle with a lot of this is, you know, the TikTokification of online media and how that enjoyment of, you know, 30-second to 3-minute videos is that you always have to be talking, something always has to be happening. It is kinetic, you cannot stop, you have to keep going. And sometimes it just feels a little overwhelming, and as you can tell, I'm like struggling to keep up with myself. So I think it's something that, you know, as I watched that NoClip documentary, I've been thinking more about, you know, lingering in a mood and like having good, just like a good film technique in like using these shots from classic film and everything to add some flavor and some personality to the videos that I make. I think especially for first-person shooters, it's kind of jarring to have moments of quiet and still, which I'm kind of looking forward to doing. I also want to shout out, this is a technique, an audio technique that I heard AJ do on the premium feed of .zip for their .trip video, or .trip podcast. It was really impressive to me, and I cannot believe I didn't think of it before, but they left road sound in the background as transitional elements between different, you know, quote-unquote episodes. So they would do one, you know, one segment of their dot trip episode, room tone, like driving highway sound, would fill in the background and then would be the bridge to the next one. And that's just genius. I cannot believe, as a person who's done this show for almost 100 episodes or over 100 now, that's really smart, and I should really be stealing that. But photo mode, back to photo mode. So that's why I want to do all of this photo mode stuff. But the problem is that there isn't any photo mode in Wolfenstein The New Order. As much as they spent time and effort making really cool art in that game, there's not really a mode for you to, like, chill and enjoy it. Which means that Wolfenstein The New Order is my first foray into using Cheat Engine. There is a, which I guess isn't surprising upon reflection, but is really cool. There's like an entire forum of people who, like, how to take screenshots in games. And it's not just like how to, like, you know, no clip and do all of that stuff, but it's like, this is how you change the field of view. This is how you, you know, this is how you tilt the camera. This is how you get rid of post-processing. This is how you get rid of the film grain to, like, get the cleanest look at this video game so you can take pictures of it. And so I came across one of those for Wolfenstein The New Order, which is a godsend. And so I've spent the last couple days in some spare time just futzing around with Cheat Engine for the first time. And number one, I'm annoyed that this is what cheats have become. It really sucks that I can't just, you know, open up the console terminal and then just type in no clip and those, like, dev tools are still there. I don't really understand. Like, I'm sure that it would ruin someone's time if you didn't know what you were doing, but that's how PC games used to be. I wish it was still there. And so leaving the Cheat Engine stuff up to users means that, you know, I'm trying to use Cheat Engine on a game that is over 10 years old now, which means that the cheat tables made for that game are potentially a revision of that game earlier, and some of them came out in like 2015, 2014, right after the game came out. So I'm using these old tables that require me to, like, actually open up the scripts that they have in there to run the cheats to, like, figure out why it's not working, which is just really, really annoying. But, like, that's, you know, that's open source software, baby. And so I've been doing that, but I finally got it to work. I finally got no clip mode to work. I got the, like, pause time in the world to work. And most importantly, the one thing that I needed, that I am so glad that this, this photo taking forum had, is there is a cheat to remove the hands in all UI elements, which is an absolute godsend. It's going to, like, change my life when I'm trying to do this stuff. Because, you know, like I said, they spent a lot of time and effort in making this game look as beautiful as it does. As, you know, as much as what it is depicting sucks, they really put their whole ass into the art. And I want to highlight that, and I want to use it as, you know, good mood setting, and, like, you know, that mood is going to be grim. I promise you that. That mood is going to be a little sad. It's going to be oppressive, but, like, that is the point. And I think that, you know, being able to highlight what they did in Wolfenstein to really set that mood is going to really help me sell the point that I'm trying to make in the video, which is about the most powerful weapon in Wolfenstein. More on that in a little bit. But I really appreciate there are still all of these communities that are out there building software like this to really lean into the hobby in their very special sicko kind of way. Because I think when that happens, we all win, you know? Those cheat tables exist because people want to have a good fun time where they run around and, you know, can do funny knife tricks with all of the Nazis in there. But also that means that, you know, they can merge that with, you know, someone else who's making a cheat engine table for, you know, photo mode. And now you have kind of this beautiful tool set of no clip, God mode on, so you can kind of jump off of a bridge and kind of just fall down and, you know, get this really cool shot of this location that you never would be able to see otherwise. And it's such a cool thing. I'm so glad that communities like this still exist. And, you know, it is another one of those shining things, like post-PAX brain, of seeing that, like, people are doing this. Like, this hobby is important to people, and they are finding their own very special niches to dig into to have fun with this medium. And I couldn't be happier about it. It's so cool. It's so nice. And, like, it's great to be able to see that, you know, the first cheat engine table I'm using came out in 2014. The photo one I'm using came out in 2019. And the instructions I'm following to get both of them to work came out in 2022. Like, there are still people who are doing this, and they're still using these tools that people set up, you know, 10 years ago to make something cool and make something exciting. And I'm looking forward to using it because it's going to make the video better too. And I think it's a lot of that labor of people who, like, you know, I will credit them, and, you know, shout out to Sunbeam, but, like, they'll never know. Like, they'll never know that their cheat engine table or their tool set is what enabled me to make this really cool thing. And, like, made my life easier and, like, inspired me to do something interesting and different with the work that I'm doing instead of just kind of the typical stuff I would do. And had I not found that table, had I not found that tool set, I never would have done it. So yeah, you know, shout out Sunbeam, shout out Noclip, and, you know, go find stuff. Typically, if you want to find something on the internet, it's out there probably. So give it a shot. That's going to do it for me. I got my gas. It was more expensive than it was a month ago, tell you that. I'm gonna go do some no clipping in good old Wolfenstein. So we'll catch you later. See ya.